nightmare up there. I've had lots of things removed, but I hope I don't have my MP3 removed before the night comes out. I mean, it's better to be back in Cork. People come here to the Odessa, that's what we hear. Back in the 80s, when I heard people in Miriam, my kids, and the
after. Well, you're speaking to the mic, you can't hear
you. You can't hear me, sorry, hello. Is it on? Okay. I used to come to Jazz Festival years ago, and I used to hear people like Miriam McCabe from the Opera House, and it's a great weekend here, so it's always put in mind, so I've never feel at home. And so we feel well, and I always got throws up to me in wardrobes and B&B. The last time I came to Cork, I was sent down here, because I worked with Tom Council, and somebody tripped on a foot mat on Blackboard. So I was sent down here to defend the county council. All the nervous were walked around with the sheep's wool on their heads as they do, and the flies were after them. And anyway, what I did was, I had to kind of wear a very good suit and polish a pair of shoes and kind of posture for the day. And they'll set posture back at us. And we postured for some time anyway. And then the barristers postured for a while. And everybody went home and it was all agreed. This is how they live in profession. Have fun. So that's now they'll have to live. I was just thinking about reflection, you know, down here and the country's gone very quiet. So I used to, when I was doing my poetry reading, they used to talk about the time that unfortunately JSB was replaced with JCB. And I thought it was a very unfortunate thing, but I think maybe we have a chance again for Mr. Back to replace the sound with the JCB.
Yeah.
Which might be nice. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pay for JSB in fact. This one is called Beans. A friend of mine is trying to be a Buddhist, don't be questioned. wrote this kind of for him. My friends are put up on his wall. After a night of calm, steady rain, this day lies before me, prospect, dripping with expectation, like gazing through an ancient gate across the flat of farm, sweating to the faint blue horizon. Overwhelmed, I want to fill it with the furniture of living, but instead I hear awareness trickling into the voice. Events, the sound of junk mail of the hall, soot falling across the floor at noon, shadows lengthening again until the evening is quietly defeated above the murmuring ocean. If I could divert the static of my existence and feel time passing, maybe I could learn to celebrate the eternity of remaining days and fall gently into being. Driving down here into the beautiful, luscious area of Cork, into Cork City from the Fence Plateau that there is out around Larry, it seems like it would be wrong not to allude to the beauty of summer, which has been vast and full and is adorned with a huge display this time of year, I suppose. And I think it's important to do things in season, and this moment just, I suppose, prayed for the beauty of the countryside that is in full flush now, and even the ash tree, which is normally a reticent and stoical, the last tree to come out, it usually comes out around the 1st of June, and you've noticed all the other trees are coming out. So the orchestra is in full flight now, and it's one of the soloists of man of the West, John Transition. I live in the countryside, and so town ends are often important, and streams define them. If you look at old maps, you notice how the town ends have such huge significance, and, you know, things like Mearning, I know you use that word Mearning here, but Mearning walls and Mearning ditches, and people know who Mearns who, and all these kind of boundaries are huge, I suppose. And cabinets at one time, of course, that, you know, take the lifetime to know the corner of the fields, and I suppose if you know the corner of one field, you know, the corner of the field has been done in this place, so the world. near the end, quit everything I lived for means nothing, and I finally see what is always there. A chosen poplar in a bog meadow, trembling like a chewing fox, a change in the wind, gleamed by a shy hare, who waits to carry the news into the next townland. I often think that in life, not a lot happens for not a long time, maybe for a decade, nothing happens. And then everything seems to change in a very short space of time. It's like the old jazz song, that things change from major to minor. And I suppose this is what this poem is about. A person old Volkswagen chair was kind of twisted sliding it up to the Jolly's house about 10 years ago. And I thought it wasn't parked, it was abandoned, and I wondered why it was abandoned rather than being parked. And it was like somebody had to run away fast, something happened, and I never knew if could figure out when it was, so it kind of provoked, so to speak, the rent. When he parked that afternoon in his own curious way, how could he have known, waiting up from the meadows, fulfilled, his wife and children around him, driving back to the family homestead, that it would never start again. How could he have known about the darkness waiting to greet him, the minor chord that fills it after that second cup of tea? All that remains now is the loyal forge, disintegrating quietly beside a room, facing downhill, ready for the loss. Brother used to say to me that life would take the corners off you as you grow up, and it's still doing so very successfully. But he used to buy records, I suppose he was a big influence on me. He used to buy old records that we used to call them on a rather large label at 14 and 11, which is in the blue 70 country. Most of the year wouldn't just put in with that. But we used to listen to them anyway, I suppose, going to bed in North Carolina. And however he was influenced, I'm not sure, but we used to listen to blues music, which is kind of unheard of in rural Mayo, despite it being kind of muddy waters once. But a guy in the 17 Mountain National School with sharp trousers, and he used to wear sharp trousers in the school. And that's quite unusual. And one of the great songs that I used to hear at the time was from Muddy Waters, aside from Buddy Guy, called a song called First Time I Met the Blues. I used to wonder when was the first time I met the blues, and it took the time that there was an awful lot of blues in Ireland, but nobody wrote a blues song. And we just much like about anybody else, I suppose, from New Orleans. And I thought music was the way I started writing, it was an inch like I suppose too. The lyrics maybe I've taken like Bob Dylan and that, and of course even more recently with like Tom Waits. I think I thought the writer was a great mind to be, I suppose, get out there in the world of music and transfer music and that. This one's called The Refinery, and it's about what's our life, and it takes the corner of us as time goes by. Skin me with a kiss from a gold corpse, lends me to the bone with a keen knife, immerse me in a bath of acid, clasp me in the pipes of a country garage, stab me with magic of an ordinary day. Grab from me hunks of conditioning. Beat me into a shape that will catch the wind. Clean something useful from my essence. Score me like the relief map of Connemara. Distill me into alcohol drunk at my weight. Abandon me at a crossroads in Roscommon. Polish me finally into a shiny ball bearing that drops from the mouth of a beautiful statue onto a city square where a refugee sleeps. I suppose if you're observing people, that's what to do. I think they notice as they get older, they seem to become terms of enterprise, and it's like that. You know, it's impacted the body, and it ends up kind of left over almost to a degree. Because my father said before he died, he didn't know anybody anymore. All his friends were kind of down across the border as well. And he kind of put this song about it, but I wrote it after a terrible storm in May as well, and I had to kind of leave the house and go to town for tea because it was bad roof and blow off. And there were a few other people like me as well too. I get all that on the West Coast stuff, the West Coast stuff. You get fairly telepathic in much of time. Exiles. Sometimes my little curve lures me towards the edge, and my poor soul drifts into the depths. Then the first bird clears its throat, the school bus turns at crossroads. Forgiveness is a gift of seaweed discovered at the front door. One tree lost, we forsake home, one to each table in the cafe, which is why we're all here, exiled into memory, slowly becoming what we must. As I was saying earlier on, I worked in the council, and I suppose a lot of councils now are involved, or was a bit preoccupied with municipal topiaries, I thought. And I was reading something about Castlegrove a few years back, and doing kind of involved in a certain amount of cleansing there too as well. So I kind of matched the two together. I suppose you know, sometimes I wonder in towns and cities that are manicured to a degree that seems inordinate. Are things as perfect as they seem? Well, the things like dark moon and blue velvet, if any of you have seen it. The crib man down the top right. There's a little bit of that energy too. But this one's called Nettles on the Bottom of the Road, and sometimes that's what I'm meeting for. The school committee kind of dealing with things like this. And kind of flat out answering that in a ticket way, with a straight face. That's how serious these things are. At a subcommittee meeting of the Tidy Towns Committee, all the little bins freshly painted, a hanging basket smothered with colour, we would surely get sometimes. In another pretty town they're tending to, where they throw children on the fire, but they won't burn, even with petrol and tires, so they use mothers instead. Over to you, Mr. Reedy. Item 60, Nettles on the Bottom of the Road. This one is called Outside, and I suppose no matter where you are, it's a state of mind that you've been at that. I have sheep at home, and when I let them into one field, they run enthusiastically, and the minute I close the gate, I'm looking at the gate again, trying to get back to where I came from. I kind of watching animals, I think to learn a lot about people from watching animals. Because we're all mammals, and we're all looking out the gate in one way or another. So it's called Outside. I rapped on the great door as soon as I was tall enough. One year an old man answered. I was not ready, so he banished me. Winter nights left me wretched. I could never go home, so I camped outside the wall. One day it opened, a young girl came out. He wouldn't let me through for years, she left. It's much warmer here. So I passed through to another outside. You forgot this, the old man winked and gave me a stone. That will keep you warm.
Is it Bill Murphy's down here? Can you see Bill Murphy's down here?
Not those up there.
No.
Dwi'n mwysio'n cross o'n ddim yn cael ei wneud. This one is kind of about the end of the charger as well. It's a test that the last time trying to interpret and trying to recover from it was. My mother, I suppose, as a youth, used to use domestic and suffered a bit from the nerves. Sometimes she'd go and check that one, so it's just a couple of sick nights. I get home from school and I cook the dog at the other house because he was always there with my son. It was a curious kind of a guy. My mother used to go on a thing called a work to rule as well. I think she had a union of her own for a long time. A work to rule was kind of a thing when you just did as much as you, minimum that you had to do without getting sacked. And of course in the 70s and 80s you got strikes, everybody was on strike, the banks went on strike for 4 months. And people used to write kind of checks for all kinds of six-figure sums in a first month. Of course, went on strike for about 6 months, and everybody went on strike, couldn't be on strike. And then we'll end the other people. One of them for evening. All I know is that it was a long time ago. Mother in the garden, clothes drying in a bush, putting weeds around the roses, hands broad and falling tails. Father came home early from work in silence. As the frost descended, the sound of a show band and the trumpet saw came across the bog. Take me back to where the grass grows greenest. Then time to feed silage to the short ones in the lime kiln fields, study the current boars, and tie a shivering dog to a realm of sleeper. Father watched Hawaii 5-0. The moon came up over the graveyard, gleamed through their bedroom window, as I watched as it caressed them both, and dreamt of ancient patterns. Again, this is very much a kind of rural pastoral kind of thing. I suppose if you're a farmer, you have to be, I suppose you learn a fair bit about life and death and all the whole body cycle, I suppose, you know. And you learn it fast as a kid, so I found it difficult enough. And then I suppose you kind of have to switch off, so there's probably a big switch in your head. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to start farming very quickly. And this is about that business and very young things, and well, just a bit more about my father too. When we came home from the beach, the pet lamb was dead. Father checked the others and handed me the spade. I pressed it into the bog water, the bubbles breaking as I filled the clay, and fitted back the sod with hardly a trace. "Did you put rocks over him?" he asked. I never knew why he chose me until now. On my knees, wrapping his things, pressing him down away from me. Once was enough to bury anything. Just continuing that kind of mood. What's called a lesson. And again, this is what my mother calls them, maybe some subliminal messages that we were meant to learn, or maybe I thought we were meant to learn. I drove the cow from her gem's stall out into the winter every morning. She stood beside the back door. She could see one shorn field slowly glazing over with hail beyond the dumpet. I never knew what she was looking at. At midday she turned to face the door. "Can I let the cow in now, I believe it?" "No, it's not dark yet," Mother decreed. The Cal Litton for the sound of the boat and walked past me to her place. We milked her and beat her out again. Then the knackers winched her into a truck one hot day in August. Her eyes were still looking sour and angry. Looking back, I sometimes think the cow was in love with my mother. A lesson I would forget again and again. My job kind of takes me down back roads and by roads, and Paul was telling me he was up in North Mayo recently, and it's kind of a whip down to a degree, and it's not much shelter anywhere, you know, you just drive for miles, and it's quite bleak, it's like I wish to know, and it's good to see that again, actually, and getting west coast, the friend of mine up there, and then the doctor, and in the fast stretches of Northwest Mayo, they're just like that, but sometimes you see figures kind of waiting for school buses, and of course, you know, the kids, they kind of dress for the disco, even though it's a bit inappropriate sometimes in the circumstances, you know. But this is really about seeing different ways to go, seeing how it works. Thin breeze combs brittle leaves from a lone mountain ash near the pheasant dozing in the bushes. A column of ridiculous sunlight wavers down the hill to where she stands at the crossroads waiting. Pythagoras and Yates still her head. Shivering in her green uniform, she sees fog water well up in the meadow. When the school bus scoops her up, Sunbeam moves on as it shuts. I don't know if you've ever seen that kind of light. It's probably here in West Cork as well. That kind of winter sunlight that kind of comes down. It's like something that you can imagine, you know, maybe the longest one to turn off the crowd or something, and kind of, or maybe 19 or something. I'll just say, you know, it's not that procession's all personal. I even paint with the company of Watch of Ireland, and paint, try to paint that road, and bring home the painting, because, well, that's actually just, it is ridiculous, actually, but the colours are that crazy sometimes in the West Coast. This is kind of a tradition of poem, of course, and it's about people I know, of course, and it's passed on really. But it was misbehaved on those days, back in the 80s, of course. And sometimes the families have to keep out and they shouldn't do that. He came home from the Manhattan bar late, parked the tractor under the bent sycamore. She was waiting, listening to the 10 papers before the door opened, dinner cremated. They all looked up into his eyes, the 6 children, the sheep dogs. He smiled as he finished his cigarette. I haven't time to beat you, he said at 8. I start on this news at 9. So he decided instead to wrap his broad arms around them, holding them together, sheltered in a place they might never find again. It's one of the things about my father, and all that kind of time was there nothing whatsoever to do with that kind of time. I suppose it's kind of, about, I suppose, fathers and sons, sometimes they don't talk really about anything. And if something relevant comes up, they kind of keep in touch very fast. And I suppose it's also about how memories can kind of kill people. And I remember when he was, before he passed away, and asked me about the land, and it's supposed to be very much ingrained in him. He would have bought land over the years. And I was kind of working and going through a difficult time in my life, so I left the land, I went to it for a year, and I kind of said I would jump the troops, you know. told them I had a renter's rent. That's a really sweet thing to that. Sometimes the truth isn't better to you. One time I tried to tell them the truth, because I spent pretty much bad time in the city. Afghanistan. I brought him where he wanted to go. Past our space on a fair day. His factory that now we do talk to. On the bridge where he met my mother. To the church where he lit every candle. And we sat in the front seat gaping as they quenched one by one. To his house where we beat the weeds down to get to the front door. All the time we talked of the war in Afghanistan. When we both looked back, we both knew this is how people would get killed. I tucked him into bed in the home and turned the light down. He looked at me with a terrible smile saying, "Is it terrible about the war in Afghanistan? It's terrible altogether."
Cut scorched bushes with a bow saw,
they bring good lunch, the next bottle of cork is paper, it drops home across the fields that dark along the Southern River and latches the timber gate. It's bursting with boyish happiness, I suppose. It's going to freeze hard tonight, I know, but the sound of the train says, and after missing the Frisian, he scolds her manners, and that he drinks a cup of tea and eats his bread. I know his work, it's his religion. We couldn't agree on the colour of the blue sky, but in recent years I find myself changing into his gear before the railway bridge, driving long straight roads in thirds, and at the junction wiping fog off my side window in exactly his ominous shape. See more deserted village and deserted village and afterwards under a huge mountain called Shade Moor. But you have to be really up close to it to see it because the walls and the gables are the same colour as the mountain. So it's like as if time has kind of washed away the memories of the people who lived in the village and kind of sucked them back into the hill. Something about how the mountains and the zones and the children. Collier calls over the lake as the rain clears. Little wisps hit like stone wires to an island. Low towers communicate with family ridges. And in the rooms I imagine thin limbs of victims outstretched to bridge the time. In shame I retreat alone. The grandchildren aging gratefully now in Pennsylvania and Chicago. Diminished grass. Body consumed, brushes enjoy a sinister revenge, a creeping paralysis ruthless, even in the most sacred places. In the distance, a figure approaches, stumbles across the bog onto the tracks. It disappears now and then in the hollows, smokes like some Moroccan street trader. He offers me a load of fresh stuff. As if boatloads of grain wouldn't leave the quay. As if magpies wouldn't pick a rose out, as if grass wouldn't melt in our mouths. I was down the field there a few years ago, and my son and I, we kind of sat down for half an hour on the grass, and kind of said nothing really, but hoping in a month's way, and a strange thing to do, I suppose. Maybe it's the ability to share silence with somebody is probably quite a fundamental thing. Most people have to fill it with some kind of knowledge. When I am robbed of the gifts, and all the fuss is over, I will return to the place I knew before I was interrupted, where trails meet on a remote hillside, and the moon lurks under a lone bush to the company of someone who knows when to say nothing. Sundays, that's drying the line by the fire, 30 days left on a work calendar. He rolls the salt sheet, and that's from the undertaker. Trista states, and after a pause says, his name is here for tonight, Holmes. That's when there was a real reception, you know, obviously a forger, actually, from a dentist then, you know. Just early actually, texted me and said he was going home one night and was up compared to this man was complaining about his dentures. You know. And the texted man, like in rural areas, they're auctioneer, some detectives, natural competitions, politicians. So I said, look at the government department here and say to you in the market. Come back to the blues music again. What is this kind of a Jackie Schnapper poem? Not that the string or anything like. But it's called the first time I met the blues, and of course it's actually Buddy Guy, but I wondered when was the first time I met the blues. And I suppose considering media events in recent weeks, it's not hard to understand how things as well events. A chord and protect the head on people. The first time I met the blues, I was sitting beside Kathleen. Yeah, the first time I met the blues, I was sitting beside Kathleen. When that master stroked her thigh, yeah, we cried everybody. I don't know for shoes, chum for sugar, you reach for rocks. The next time I met them blues, her hair was blue with tears. Yeah, the next time I met them blues, her hair was blue with tears. Her head ridden from a blow to the ears. Yeah, we cried, everybody. On the floor for shoes, chum for sugar. On the floor for shoes, chum for sugar. New bridge for us. The last time I met them blues, I saw her in a park bench praying. Last time I met them blues, I saw her in a park bench praying. And Jerry Reese, this is what she was saying. Buddy Guy, left for us. Jim Hendrix, left for us. Schubert, left for us. Tchaikovsky, left for us. Pink Floyd, left for us. Tom Waits, left for us. Chopin, left for us. Joni Mitchell, left for us. Mr. J.S. Bach, left for us. Leonard Cohen, left for us. And coming to Clark, I'd have to say, Rory Gallagher, left for us. Usually I get the audience to letters, because of course it's a play on letters, which some of us might remember. You guys will remember that, no? We'll remember playing letters for half an hour in church. Stand up, please. Well, that's what I did when I was about 14 or 15. They kind of go, this is on Lent, and this long litany of letters, of letters, sorry, is coming. And it's kind of kitchen sink and the job, and everybody has to do it. So it's great to be down in Cork, and I'd like to thank Paul for inviting me down. And I'm going to wind up on this one. It's called Waiting for Tar. And I remember a couple of years ago on the job, all the guys were kind of sitting around, and all the lorries were sitting around as well, and everybody was kind of doing nothing and getting paid a fortune for doing much, which kind of annoyed me because I was kind of keeping an eye on these guys. So I approached one guy anyway, a temporary guy, who was kind of giving me a dirty look and said, what the fuck is going on? So I just said, waiting for a tar. Which is fun, because we could all chill then. When the black dog comes back and leave your bed and follow him, down the stairs and into the street, pursuing beyond the town limits, and into the black night, where he howls in the forest. Stay with him as his echo fills the frozen valley, as he clambers over the highest peaks. In the morning, chase him down to the wood where sunshine drenches the lane, where he lies chained beside stoic labourers, gazing into the distance, standing together in silence, information. Thank you all very much.